This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, DFW. This is Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Happy opening day. We are your home of Rangers baseball. Matt Hicks coming up at 7:20. Rangers ticket giveaway this hour as well. I'm sorry, Chuck Morgan at 7:20. Matt Hicks at 8.
So you
Matt's
got it.
An hour from now. We have so many guests. I'm just getting them kind of confused. So Chuck Morgan at 7:20, along with a Rangers ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway on 105.3 The Fan.
Yep, and if you you head out today to the ballpark, go out to the Globe Life Field in Arlington, you will see the KNC masterpiece from 10 to 2, leading you up to pregame, which will start at 2, and then you've got 3:05 first pitch. Right here on 105.3 The Fan, just like every game, all year.
Every single one.
On 105.3 The Fan. And then tomorrow, Chop, we have failed to mention so far today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will be out for the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. It kicks off for 2025. This will be at Keller Fire Station number 1, 455 Keller Smithfield Road South. We'll have Sean and RJ Firehouse aprons, free breakfast from Whataburger while supplies last. Eric Giafalo will be in attendance with us. He has already praised Peyton's song from last segment. Make sure to reach out to him during the break. So thanks to Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers for partnering up with us and making it possible for us to get on the road and hang out with the firefighters and the Tolos. That'll be Keller Fire Station number 1 tomorrow, 455 Keller Smithfield Road South.
Very excited. We love the firehouse. I love doing them. Then, of course, you get the aprons. That's cool. Brekkie from Whataburger. That's cool.
Do you get the texts whenever we say we're giving something away? Do you get texts from people who are like, hey, save me one of those. Put one aside for me. I've already gotten like three texts of people asking me to put aside the aprons. And in the past, it's put aside a flask. Put aside this for me.
Absolutely.
They always want me to stash them away for them.
My buddy Wesley already requested one.
Look at that.
And I'm like, man, you got to be here.
Come out and get it.
Come
get it.
You want some? As Rick Steiner would say, or maybe it was Scott. I think it was Rick. You want some? Come get some.
Exactly. That's what you got to do.
Exactly. I think it was Rick Steiner. He was the bulldog kind of guy. The wrestling ears.
Sure.
Kind of guy. Do we have a clean sweep? So we just played Peyton's song, and that got me all juiced up for opening day. We got mine coming up here in about 45 minutes, the Bobby's during Below the Belt.
By the way, I'd like to point out, Peyton didn't use auto-tune like that.
That's just his voice.
Hack share. That was legitimate. He didn't need it.
Do we all have a clean sweep of our, let's do a little predictions.
All right.
For the baseball season.
Yep, and we'll get your predictions on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, if you want to get them in on the Twitch and the YouTube as well. We'll read them off of there. What are your predictions for the Rangers season? Where do they finish? What kind of record do they have? How do you see things playing out? I guess I'll lead off here. So last year, I was pretty confident in that team because I felt like, all right, Wyatt Langford's going to just hit the ground running, no problems. Evan Carter is good to go. We already know. We saw what he did at the end of 2023. He's only going to get better. All these guys, you know, you're going to, as long as you got health, we're going to get DeGrom back at some point. This is good. We're going to be good to go. And I think I predicted somewhere around like 92 wins or something like that.
Okay.
That clearly didn't happen. A lot of injuries.
It did not.
And that's going to be the big issue this year is how healthy are they? If they're healthy, and I know it's easy for everybody to say, well, if you're healthy, yeah, of course. But for Texas more than anybody else, I think it was FanGraphs who had written recently and said Texas could finish, like Texas could win the World Series, they could finish 8 games below 500. There's just like they have the last 2 years, either one of those feels equally likely with this Rangers team, just depending on a number of different factors. I think we're going to see a bounce back from Jonah Heim. We're going to see a bounce back from Adolis Garcia. I don't think that they're going to return to the levels that they were at previously, but I think you're going to see enough that it's going to make an impact. I'm going to say Josh Jung stays healthy all year. You're going to have to weather some of the injuries with Jacob deGrom, but I'm going to believe in the health of Josh Jung. I'm going to believe in Jack Leiter finally putting things together a little bit and being a meaningful contributor, not a top of the rotation guy, but a meaningful contributor. And I'm going to say the Rangers win the AL West and that they finish the year 93-69.
I think you did that because you wanted to do that right there, that last part.
Why?
I get
that. I don't know what you mean. 93 wins.
Yeah, I get that. I am not as bullish on Jonah Heim or Adolis. I think they are kind of what they are. In the sense that, you know, is Adolis's like OPS, you know, going to be in the high sixes? No, I think it's probably going to be closer to low 700, so like a 720. But listen, it's quite obvious in the World Series year, both those guys had career years. They both popped. Adolis's OPS was like 100 points higher than any other year, and Jonah Heim's OPS was about 60 points higher than it was the year before. I think you're going to get OPSs in the, you know, the mid sixes for Heim and the very low 700s, 720, 740 for Adolis Garcia. But I do think what you get differently this year than you haven't, that you didn't last year, is I think you do get health.
Yes. More health.
More health than you have. I don't think Josh Jung is missing 3 months.
Hope not.
Hope not. You know, is Seager going to find his way in the injured list? Yeah, he is. Is it going to be 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, or 2 weeks? Like that's what it all kind of boils down to. Is Jake DeGrom going to throw 200 innings? No. In fact, I actually might eat the shirt that I'm wearing if he does. I don't know that it's possible that I could eat it, but I would consider trying to figure out a way. But is he going to throw over 100 innings for the first time since 2019? Yeah, I think he will. I don't think they're going to try to stretch him out too much, but they're going to manage his days where I don't think that it's likely that he throws every fifth day all that often. He doesn't have to throw every fifth day until the end of April. And I think beyond that, they're going to try to skip him. And that's the one thing you have when you get Bradford and Gray back. And again, assuming health for the other guys, and also assuming that Rocker and Leiter pitch well, there's a lot of assumptions. The 8 games under 500 or winning the World Series is maybe the perfect description of this baseball team.
There's a
lot of if.
There's a very large spectrum in which they could fall down.
Because if you don't get that health, then you need Heim and Adolis to go back to their 23 seasons. Like if Adolis is an 860 OPS guy, yeah, you can weather a Josh Jung injury storm. You know what I mean? They got to figure out what's going to happen with Evan Carter. They got to figure that out.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to make some trades at the deadline.
And specifically, they're going to have to see if that closer role actually falls into place the way they want it to. So what is your actual record prediction?
I think they are 89-73, and they win the American League West.
Okay. I think anybody would take that. And then anything can happen in the playoffs.
And they won the World Series 2 years ago, they had 90 wins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the same kind of team. I think 89-73, they hit the over on the win total. I think the Rangers over is the best value bet of the year. That and I think the Royals over is a really good one too. But the Rangers are 25-1 to win the World Series. It's great. You can get them to win the American League at like 12 or 15-1. That's fantastic. I'm big on the Royals too. If you want to do a value bet on them to win the American League or to win the AL Central, you're going to get plus money to win the AL Central. A lot of good bets out there. But I think the Rangers win the AL West. And then at that point, it's now you're figuring out, okay, who's healthy in the AL? Is Cleveland healthy? How's their bullpen? Are the Yankees healthy without Gerrit Cole? How's everything look for them? Did the Red Sox pop?
Yeah.
You know, what's Houston doing? What's Seattle doing? If Seattle makes the playoffs, I'm petrified of them because of the starting rotation.
Yeah.
So 89-73.
All right, Peyton, your pick.
Yeah, because you were the only one right. You had 93 wins in 2023.
And they won the World Series.
And they won the World Series.
I guess I got to go 93 wins again.
But they didn't have 93 wins.
No,
so he missed.
But he won the West.
But he's Mr. Buzz Us when we get things off by one. So buzz him.
That's right, Mike.
There we go.
I mean, look, I haven't been this confident in a division title prediction since probably 2011.
Boy, are we setting ourselves up here?
We are. We really are. I mean, we're seeing the offseason moves. The Astros have taken a decline. The Mariners did absolutely nothing. You heard Brett Boone yesterday on the show talk about it. I'll get to some of the Tolo's predictions here right now, though, before mine. The 702 says 88 wins. 254 says 90 wins if healthy. 214 and 817 both say 95 wins. So you get a lot of teams up to that. I mean, it seems like it's playoff or bust, but my prediction is 90-72. I'll go.
Okay.
Nothing too high here, but very obtainable.
All right, so we all have one in the West.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, and Bobby, you have 93 wins or 93?
93.
Bob Payton has 90. I have 89. We all have one in the West. Is Houston second or Seattle second?
I'm still going to go Houston. I mean, it's just because it's the Astros. Like, they're going to find a way to win. They always have. They lose a big-time player every single year, and they somehow continue to win and find themselves in the playoffs. I'm going to still go Houston at second.
Yeah, probably Houston. But, I mean, it's all going to be jumbled together. But, yeah, I would say probably Houston.
Man, I think Seattle. I think Seattle's going to be,
had their chance, though. They've had their chance to really boom or bust.
Did they get in? Do they get in as the wild card?
It's going to be...
The AL is so bad, though.
It really... I remember you used to have to win 90 games to get in the playoffs. The playoffs will be Texas, Kansas City. I think Kansas City wins the Central. Baltimore, Yankees, and Boston. And then one more, right? There's six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Seattle gets in. I think Seattle gets in. The problem is that the Central, you could have, I mean, how bad are the White Sox? Are these teams going to get a free dozen wins?
Right. That'll change it up.
Right. That'll change a lot of things. Are they going to get a free dozen wins out of the White Sox? And that could really throw a wrench into it.
So we've been talking about over at FanGraphs how they've been doing the positional rankings for Major League Baseball with their various projections. They're basically projecting out what the wins above replacement will be for everybody in baseball and then ranking teams' positions based off of that. And so we've already done all of the like infield, outfield positions, the DH. Yesterday we mentioned that the bullpen, the Rangers came in number 12, and you had said you thought bullpen needed to be around 12 to 14, like top 12 to 14, in order to be a real competitor. Let's go to the rotation. They've published their final ranking today. It is the rotation, the top rotations in baseball.
I wonder how they do this one.
Where do you think the Rangers need to come down in this one in order to say that team's going to be competitive, that they'll be a real contender?
Okay, well, let me throw, is the offense top 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Then they need their pitching to be around, I would say right around the bullpen, 12 to 14 in the sport.
Okay, let's see if they finish inside of there. Let's just run down the list of names before we get to Texas, not their write-ups, but their list of names. Number one, the Dodgers. Number two, the Philadelphia Phillies. Number three, the Atlanta Braves. A lot of NL so far. Number four, the Boston Red Sox, who you will be playing today at 3:05. Number five, the Minnesota Twins. Six, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Seven, the Seattle Mariners.
That's too low.
Eight, Detroit Tigers. Nine, Pittsburgh Pirates. 10, Cincinnati Reds. 11, the Texas Rangers. So they're inside that 12-14 chop. Some of the projections that they have on this one, they think Evaldi 172 innings pitched this year, an ERA just under 4. DeGrom goes 132 innings. Would you take 132 innings from DeGrom?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't thrown more than 106 years.
So you'd say that's a win if I get 132 innings out of him.
Yeah, big time.
They project a 2.99 ERA for that. This is the write-up. They say, every time I see this DeGrom projection, I giggle a little. 4 wins above replacement in 132 innings. What is he, Jacob DeGrom or something? But right, he is Jacob DeGrom, the nastiest pitcher I've ever seen live. A guy with a 2.07 ERA over his last 700 innings pitched. The problem is that those 700 innings started in 2018, and the pattern is going the wrong way. He made nearly every start from 2018 to 2020, but his starts per season since have gone 15-11-6-3. Evaldi is here as the straight man to DeGrom's wild card. No one's expecting brilliance, but volume and competence seem all but assured at this point. Over the years, he's worked out a formula that keeps him on the mound and batters off balance. They talk about after that, you've got Corbin. You've also got the additions there with Tyler Mahle, who's going to have hopefully a full season this year. They say behind that, it's all about youth. Rocker and Leiter were Texas's top picks in consecutive drafts after being teammates at Vanderbilt. Rocker took the long way to the majors, including the Mets drafting him, but he's the more promising of the duo today. Their projection for Rocker is that he's third in the rotation in wins above replacement this year.
I wouldn't expect much from Corbin.
I would. He's just going to be spot innings eater.
That's what they need. They need a guy to give Jacob Lowe, really. And that's what they need.
Yep.
All right. Sean and RJ, 105 through the fan. We all have the Rangers winning the West. We're all probably going to be set up for disappointment, but that's the way it goes. You know, we're optimistic on day one, and you know they're not going to get any. Nobody's going to get hurt the entire year.
Nope.
Positive thoughts only. Chuck Morgan, Rangers public address announcer. Rangers ticket giveaway, neighborhood watch. It's the commercial-free expressway. It is next on The Fan. Good morning, DFW. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. You have reached the commercial-free expressway, and we have a Rangers ticket giveaway coming up along with the neighborhood watch. Matt Hicks at 8, Jason Stark at 9. The KNC masterpiece is out at Globe Life Field today, starting at 10 o'clock. They'll have Derek Holland. They'll have Ian Kinsler. They'll have Michael Young. They'll have Jared Sandler. They'll have everybody on the show. They'll be out in center field. So when the ballpark does open, head on out there and say hello to the KNC Mashbys. Then we have the game at 3 o'clock. We have all the Rangers games right here on 105.3 The Fan. This man will be out here as well, Bobby, as he is for every game.
Oh, yeah. Not just out there. We'll be the scene setter will be the one giving you all the nostalgia and memories that you'll develop today. His voice will be the narration of those moments in your mind.
That is the great Chuck Morgan. Good morning, Chuck. How we doing?
RJ and Bobby, I'm doing great. I just told Peyton, you know, I was okay. I was ready. I'm kind of excited. But after I heard that song, I'm about as pumped as I've ever been. I am hyped. You guys might as well forget your songs. I'm pumped and ready to roll.
Sounds good.
It was fantastic.
It really was. It really was.
Well, you know, the other thing I thought about is as it was playing, I thought, my God, I'm old enough that I went to a Sonny and Cher concert. That's
do you know who Sonny is, Peyton?
No idea, but I know who Cher is.
Oh, man, this is so great. This is so great. Chuck, it's I don't want to say how many how many Ranger opening days or baseball opening days you've done in general, but like, is the feeling any different now than it was for you 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
No. The opening day is always special for a baseball fan. It's like a holiday for a baseball guy. And this is number 43 for me. And it feels just as good as the first one that I did in Arlington. So it's always special.
Anything new that we can expect to see out at the Globe?
Well, I not anything new. I mean, they did all the food items of the day. Everything's pretty much going to be. We're going to concentrate on winning the division and getting a little further. But not anything real new. We're still going to race those dots and have some fun with it. And got a few other things we'll do during the games, but. The big thing, and I've always felt this way, the most important thing that happens out here is on the field, and I'm excited about that.
Chuck, you know, when we talk about opening day, and we did a little bit of this at 6 a.m., and you kind of just referenced it too. Just the magic of this day, not just for baseball fans. I feel like anybody who goes to opening day, even if they're not a big baseball fan, they fall in love with it. They see that famous line from Moneyball, how can you not be romantic about baseball? It's just, it's such a different type of atmosphere. Do you feel like, you know, in this day and age with everything, you know, so many people on social media and different things like that, do you still feel like it has that same magic to it for people that go out there to the ballpark?
You know, Bobby, I've been a baseball fan for as long as I can remember, and I can't, to me, it's still there. To me, it's, and maybe I haven't ever grown up, but I just think that even to a kid, having a day at the ballpark, even on opening day, is still the stuff that dreams are made of. I get a little corny there, but I still think it's there. I still think it feels like that. At least it does to me. And I know I talk to a lot of fans, and I know they feel the same way. And I've talked to a lot of fans since the first of the year, and they're all excited about the Rangers. They're excited about opening day. So I think that's still there.
What is your top, just over the years, you mentioned all the opening days you've done, what's your top memory or your top couple memories? I know for myself growing up, I remember 2000, I was devastated the offseason they traded Juan Gonzalez, and then opening day I was bitter. I didn't care about Gabe Kapler, Justin Thompson, or, you know, Coco Cordero or anybody else they traded for. I wanted Juan. And then on that opening day, it was all washed away with Gabe Kapler playing just an insane game there on opening day. What are some of the moments for you that stand out over the years of just, that's what opening day is all about?
Well, you're speaking to one of the two biggest Juan Gonzalez fans. Other's Jim Cochran, who I've worked with for years here, but I love Juan. But, you know, opening day for me, probably the first one in Texas with the Rangers. It was on a Monday night. We were up against Phi Slamma Jamma going for the national championship, and we only had about 13,000 people in the ballpark. But that was my first one, and I remember that. You know, the other one that really sticks out is when we opened the ballpark in Arlington. And we had Van Cliburn did one of the greatest national anthems I've ever heard. And you know, and another one that sticks out is 1996. It just felt like we started out with a win on opening day, and we never looked back. And that was the first time we won the AL West. And then, you know, after you've been to the World Series a couple of times, you know, for us to open up in 2024 after winning the World Series and all the excitement and stuff, that was pretty special. So yeah, I've got a few of those.
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, you mentioned some of the new food items. Have you tried and sampled all these, and which is your favorite?
You know, I'm one of the guys, there's about 10 of us that we get called into down into the speakeasy downstairs on the lower concourse. And it's always in January. And the folks at Delaware North invite us down to sample the new creation. So we're the ones that say, yeah, we like this. This is good. Try this. Probably the one I really like, because I'm an old pulled pork guy. We got a pulled pork sandwich. It's just unbelievable. It's pretty good. I like that. They got that hot dog, four types of hot dogs you can get in one thing. And then I saw the boomstick burrito, and I sampled that. That's pretty good. So, yeah, they got some good stuff coming out.
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Rangers opening day. You'll be able to hear Rangers versus Red Sox right here at 3:05. We'll have pregame starting at 2, and the KNC Masterpiece will lead you all the way up to it from 10 to 2. They will be out there at Globe Life Field. Chuck, I'm curious, you know, do you feel like at all, you're a sports fan, a DFW sports fan. It's not all just about baseball. I'm sure you've sensed, like the rest of us have, the discontent with the Dallas Mavericks right now and some of the things that happened with the Luka trade. Does it feel like the Rangers this year are even more of a relief for fans than in the past? You know, sometimes we'll say, just get us to summer until Cowboys get here. You get fans that are like that. But it feels like this year, fans are saying, this is our rescue right here, is the Texas Rangers baseball season.
Maybe I feel a little bit of that. I mean, I've been around, like you just mentioned, one of the trades that I've always tried to support our baseball people and their decisions, and I know a lot of the Mavericks folks feel the same way. They've got to support those decisions. there's probably a little feel like that, but I think, you know, the thing that I'm excited about, Bobby, or the thing that I think about a lot is, you know, for a baseball fan, you got to have hope. And this is one of those years where I think there's a lot of hope out there. I mean, there's been a lot of years when there didn't seem like there was any hope. Mm. But you got to have hope, and you got to get people excited to come to the ballpark. And if we can do anything to get the Dallas, Fort Worth, and the state of Texas excited, and Texas Rangers are going to be the lead dog on that, hey, I'm fine with that. But I haven't thought much about that, but I do understand how difficult it is for people that are fans of a team, and even folks that work for a team that have to deal when a move is made like that, because that's not a lot of fun. It's tough, and especially for guys like me that have to go out and speak after something like that's happened. So it's a tough. But again, if folks are looking to us, I'm hoping we do all we can to make everybody feel good.
We got a roof open, roof closed today.
You know, I haven't heard yet. I know the operations folks get with the baseball people, and then they'll make that decision. I think with the chance of rain, I don't know what they're going to do. It's late this afternoon. I don't know what they're going to do, but they'll get together and figure that one out.
Typical opening day, everybody lining up down the first and third baseline, and you know, you're going to have to announce 50 names on each side. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, that's the best part of the day. I mean, I enjoy that, and always have, even when I was a kid watching baseball, and it's great to, you know, even the better time to do that, RJ, is the World Series. That's best part, because you know, you're in the World Series, you're pumped. But, you know, to get to do that on opening day and the fans are going crazy, it's good.
Chuck, you know, we've talked before ourselves about how the ballpark is. I feel like Globe Life is starting to pick up a little bit of that character. We've talked before about new stadium.
More charm,
you got to break it in a little bit. It can feel a little museum-like early on. Do you think it's starting to settle in a little bit of like, yeah, all right, this is home? It doesn't feel so new anymore. It just feels like we've made a lot of memories here now, and this is settling into, we're starting to find that area of this is home for us now.
Yeah, we got, you know, leaving the ballpark in Arlington, I have a lot of memories over there, and they're still with me. But now the some of the things that have happened here with the way we played and ended up winning the World Series, and that Corey Seager home run against Arizona was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in Ranger baseball, and it's probably the loudest that I've ever heard a Ranger crowd. And, you know, and this place has become pretty special for me. And like you said, it is home, and it's the Rangers' home. And the thing we want is for everybody to make as much noise as they can and support the Rangers and have a good time. And I mean, this year, you know, we've got one of the best schedules we've ever had. We've got the Dodgers coming in. We've got the Braves coming in, the Phillies, the Cardinals. It's a great schedule of National League teams coming in. And starting out with the Boston Red Sox, and they tell me tickets available through the weekend. So folks got to get out here, come out to the home, support this team, because that's what it's all about.
You think the Seager home run, it got louder than at any point during the 2010, 2011 at the old spot. Does this building, you think, get louder?
I think this building's way louder since that was open air over there. This is way louder. It's where you almost can't hear. Now, there was that one situation, if you'll remember, when Tony La Russa and the bullpen with the Cardinals, this is when he was managing the Cardinals, they got messed up in 11. They couldn't hear, and he had the wrong pitcher warming up and brought the wrong pitcher into the game. And I was pretty loud that night. But you know what? And Bobby and RJ, y'all know this. We live in such a great sports area. We have great sports fans here. They know how to react to situations. Even if an opposing guy does some kind of special moment for him, like a big hit or something, the fans respond to that. But they've supported the Rangers unbelievable for years and years, and we just have great fans here, and they know how to act, and it'll be loud today, and we'll hopefully we can get a win against the Red Sox. It'll be real loud.
Chuck, we always love having you on. Thank you so much. Have a great season. You are the voice of the sport, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on. I really appreciate your support, and I appreciate y'all every morning. You make the drive in a little bit easier, and Really enjoy your work. And like I said, I'm pumped after listening to Peyton.
Chuck Morgan.
If it were up to me, that would be DeGrom's music when he pitches on Sunday.
Do it. All right, Chuck, thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Right,
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. That would be funny if he played that.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be hilarious.
Peyton would die.
We would lose him.
Is he being fake humble right now?
We would
now,
lose him. Yeah, he's being fake humble.
Like where he's like, oh, please don't do that. It's like, oh, no. Like, have you ever seen Anchorman?
I have.
You know when he gets asked to play the jazz flute, play the jazz flute up there?
I think so.
And he goes, I'm not even ready. And he pulls it out of his coat pocket. Yeah. Like, he's got the flute. That's Peyton. Peyton going like, guys, don't play that. Please, yeah.
This
Chuck
could be
here.
The next Creed for the Rangers. You never
know. Yeah,
you
never know, man. You never know. If you want to go to the ballpark, we have a way to get you there. Right, Peyton Russell?
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call at number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of Rangers tickets when they take on the Tampa Bay Rays on April 4th. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because they'll be giving out a Peagle bobblehead for the first 15,000 fans in the stadium. That's call at number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Franklin, injury attorneys, fan text. Okay, after that, ask Peyton if he knows who Chuck Morgan is. How young is Peyton Russell? Oh, baby, we always love playing that game. We played it yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good one. I just got some bad news, Chop. And we were talking a little bit about this earlier. Remember yesterday I told you I got the blue screen of death?
Uh-huh.
So I just got a pop-up. It was just one blue screen of death. That was it. But I just got a pop-up in the corner that I X'd out of too quickly. I wasn't paying attention. I was like, it's another one of those, hey, you should restart your computer for a Windows update or whatever. But as I X'd out of it, I saw something that said your computer may be infected. It's not good, Job. I need this computer.
Oh, Bobby. That is not good. That is not good at all.
You remember I had the other
time to get
that got
time to get a Mac. Time to get a Mac.
No. What it is I need to stop, like, when I go to download YouTube songs, like what we're doing right now, I need to not use those, like, shoddy YouTube
Russian
to MP3
sites.
Yeah, that's like YouTube conversion .c6127 or whatever. That's what I got to stop doing.
Just stop clicking on emails.
But now I got to figure out, like, how to scan my computer for a virus.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I can't help you with that one. But, you know, let's help you with some things going around DFW with the Neighborhood Watch.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Oh, that is right, as Peyton Russell would say. It is time for the Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's start off with, you know, this is all about community here, and we're big on community and our Sean and RJ community. And so just yesterday, gosh, they are blowing me up. Telling me why my computer's infected.
We know why your computer's affected.
Why?
We don't want to say it because there's kids in the car.
That is not why I use my phone for that, like a normal civilized human being. This is not 2006, guys. All right?
You use your phone?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I just use incognito mode.
Yeah, but like you have a whole laptop up?
Yeah. I need the big screen.
No, dude. That's where you go phone and you just cast it up to your TV. That's how you do it. Mm. Right there. So, all right.
You think I know how to do that?
Yeah, I would expect that you'd know how to do that.
I don't.
That would seem pretty basic. All right. Before we get into the Neighborhood Watch, we've talked about how, you know, we're doing our Sean and RJ 2025 listener survey. And we've gotten a lot of responses so far. Appreciate all you guys for giving us feedback. Go ahead. And if you want to participate in the survey, let me know on the fan text. I will not be able to text you back right away with the link because we're in the middle of the segment. But during one of these breaks soon, I will circle back around, find the people who asked for the link to be able to take the survey and give us feedback on the show, and I will send it to you. So if you would like to be included on that, go ahead, give me a shout, and I will circle back and send that over to you. Tomorrow, can't get more community than the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour 2025, which kicks off in Keller.
Yes, it does.
So be out there with us in Keller Fire Station, number 1, 455 Keller Smithfield Road, South. We got the Sean and RJ Firehouse aprons, free Whataburger, wall supplies last for breakfast. Chia Fala will be there with us. Thank you to Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers for partnering up with us on the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. All right, before we get into my news stories and the various things that are going on around Texas, Chop, you've got a very personal Neighborhood Watch contribution.
I do. I want to show you this photo here, Bobby. That is bathwater in our neighborhood.
That is gross.
That is, as the post said, looks a bit brackish. typical brackish water.
Sure.
Looks like it does kind of look like swamp water.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very next day, we see this photo that is thrown around. That is them emptying the hydrants in our neighborhood. And I do have Fort Worth water. Okay, so Roanoke address, but we're technically Fort Worth.
Okay,
and then we were sent a letter, a notice. Fort Worth is aware of water discoloration issues in the northern part of the city. Discolored water does not mean there's a water quality issue that affects public health. The discoloration is being traced to additional treatment capacity online at the Eagle Mountain Water Treatment Plant. They have not issued a boil water notice. Chlorine residuals meet regulatory standards. They're flushing the lines and conducting additional sampling. So they are aware. They are aware of the discoloration. And they're saying it's nothing to see here.
I might come off of the... Where's Jake? Is Jake still here? Jake can tell us about clean water.
Oh,
Jake,
you know what?
Would you be concerned if you said, nope, he says it's good.
He is not going there.
He would show up at your house and be like, this is just like back home. What are you talking about? Jake from Detroit, of course.
people died from that, Bobby.
No, I'm just talking about general Michigan water. Other than the great Mackinac Island. That's where it's good. They're island off from that. But no, here's the thing. I may come off as ignorant to the water experts out there. And if I am, sorry, set me straight on that. But I don't see how water discoloration isn't a problem. Like, this isn't to me an issue of, you know how like soda, they color it. And if it's clear, like it's initially clear and they just add coloring to it.
Sure.
And that's how it becomes what it is. I don't think this is like a thing where it's like, well, the coloring's just, it's like food dye that's in there. No, yeah. If there's discoloration, it's not clean. That's a problem.
I think not.
I think that there's an issue there. So is this causing the your very active neighborhood Facebook group to just lose their bleeping minds?
It was talked about. You know, there's a handful of new posts on here. You know, they're what a beautiful sight. The dirty water is going away. But you know, people are aware of it, and I don't know that they're not drinking tap water anyway.
214. What in the Camp Lejeune is going on in Roanoke?
Is that a
mesothelioma
thing?
Yeah, mesothelioma.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on there, man. But that the water does not look appetizing at all.
817. It's turbid, not brackish. Brackish means salty, but less salty than seawater. So there you go. Okay.
Okay. What is turbid? Turbid.
Turbid, yeah, T-U-R-B-I-D. Okay, 214, used to do water testing for the Air Force Base in Wyoming. That's completely normal. Just run it till it's clear. Okay, well then 214, what if you run it and it doesn't come clear? Like, is that the case? Like, if you run the water, does it eventually clear up?
I don't know. I haven't known. I mean, I don't drink the tap. You know, I drink it out of the fridge, like the filtered thing. So I don't know if that will filter out the discoloration. I would doubt it. I haven't noticed. I haven't noticed anything.
I've had this issue before at where I worked in Irving, where we would have water, and they said it was fine, but it would come out like a slight brownish or yellow tint, and I was just like, I can't drink this. I don't trust that that's going to be okay. They kept telling us it was fine, but I was like, I don't think it is.
Yeah, I also, it's like, you know, every city that you go to, you know, even not like, I don't mean like out of town, like it, within DFW, like each city, like the water tastes so much different in each town. And it's just wild. Like, you would think we only have like a handful of resources of where the water comes from.
Fan text is on fire this morning. 817. It's Turpin, dumbasses. He's actually really good. Because we're talking about Turpin. Yeah, that was funny. That was a good. You didn't laugh enough at that. That was a good line. 214. You should call Aaron Brockovich. Yeah, that's what she did. She was cleaning up the water. 469. I work in the city water department. That's normal this time of year. The treatment plants put more chlorine in the water this time of year, and the city has to flush the lines. That's how they clean the water lines. The discoloration just means a little extra chlorine in the water. It's fine. So they're saying it's fine.
I bet, you know, because it's going to heat up, right? And that would you would get too much algae.
Look,
I'll take a little sip.
I don't trust the city. I don't trust those notices. I trust the Tolos, though. So if they work in the water treatment plants and they say it's fine, it's fine. You can go back, report to them that things are just all right there. Okay, we jump over to the city of Frisco now here on the Neighborhood Watch on 105 Through the Fan. And I'm going to need some feedback on this one because I've never heard this or experienced this. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I take you over to the unofficial subreddit of the city of Frisco.
Okay.
And this post was made yesterday and got a lot of response on there. And this is what they write. Why are people so mean here? And this is apparently not specific to Texas. This is specific to Frisco. So if you're in Frisco, I'd like your feedback on this. And if you're in the surrounding areas, your experiences in Frisco. But they say, why are people so mean here? Like, seriously. I work a customer service job in Prosper, and the people here and all over DFW are just really mean and nasty. Just earlier, I got shouted at by a customer, and it really hurt me. Like, he shouted to the top of his lungs, and people stared. I've traveled all over and never seen these kind of nasty people that I've seen all over DFW. It's so much worse than Boston or anywhere else I've been. Miami isn't this bad either. Why are people so nasty and rude here? Is it cultural? Other Texas cities are so much more kind-hearted and friendlier, I noticed. Even Fort Worth isn't that much better. So shots fired from the guy coming from out of state who lands here and goes, where's this Southern hospitality? And there's a lot of response here. You had different people say, one, this is, you work in retail, bro. Like, that's the biggest problem. You're getting yelled at because you work in retail, not because
that's
you're in Frisco.
Part of it.
That's the biggest problem. That's still rude, but that's the biggest problem. Some other people just say, yeah, that's, I've experienced that before, but that's more just a Frisco thing where people are just, you know, it's a different kind of cats over there. And then other people going like, I just think you're not used to being told like reasonable standards on things and you just want people to hold your hand through things. And this is being soft snowflake is what this is. So have you noticed at all Texas losing its Southern charm?
Look, it's Californians.
But these are people from out of state who say this.
Well, maybe they're from California. I think at the end of the day, the moment your DFW is not like, it's not a small town.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it had a small town feel to it at one point. When I first moved, I came here in 1997, and it had a much smaller town feel to it than it does today. So it's a mega city. It is an urban sprawl. The traffic is going to make you angry. It's going to make you just on edge a little bit. And then you get all the transplants in here, and it's just different. You know, does it have the Southern charm? I don't know. I mean, go out. I seem to find in small, like I live out like North Fort Worth. There's still some small town out there where everyone knows your name. But in Frisco, Frisco's a booming, bustling area.
Do you think Frisco, and I think this is probably true, I think Frisco also generally has a higher percentage of transplanted people that are working, because there's so many different places that,
it's brand new.
There's so many different hubs and centers that have been built there for
all the companies that move here, that move into Frisco, like you're going to bring people from out of state. And of course, I mean, every city is going to lose its charm the moment it kind of sells itself to that, you know, to blowing up in terms of like population. It's just it's the trade-off.
Let's see what some of the replies on the Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text has to say. 972, I admit to losing a little Southern charm because the growth, more homes, more traffic, all unwanted, very frustrating. So that's somebody who just says they've lost some of their own Southern charm there. 702, lived in Vegas for 10 years, way worse. 817, too many Californians here, so when people come to visit now, they don't get the Southern charm. The Southerners, I'm not going to read that part. 210, Frisco isn't made up of Texans. It's Northerners.
Yeah, it's a lot
I
of that.
Think that's pretty common.
And also, like, you know, I lived in Tennessee for like 5 years. That's a different South.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Like, Texas is like his own thing. That's a different South. Like, Sean even talked about that when he went to the Vanderbilt game. Like, he was trying to trash talk Alabama fans, and they were like, they were not having it. They were just too polite. And I'm like, yeah, it's just different, right? And, you know, we have grown too much. And when you grow too much, one of the things you lose is your charm.
Let's see here. What else do we have here? 214, snowflake syndrome for sure. Frisco is awesome. 469 says that it's not an issue with people. That's an issue not an issue of the residents. It's an issue with the people coming into the state of Texas who have wrong standards. 469, Texas isn't Southern hospitality. If you truly want the real Southern hospitality, you have to go to Mississippi, Bama, Georgia, Louisiana states. That's an interesting, because you just said it's different South between
totally
Tennessee and
south.
Texas. Do you think Texas has never had the Southern hospitality angle? I feel like we generally have. Like, people
generally
always think
it's different, though. It's way different.
People always think I feel like we get the too nice label a lot of times outside of Texas.
The thing with the Deep South, like the Southeast, is that they're very, very polite, but I also get the feeling that they're very, very fake. That, like, they're very, very polite to you, and they will just
in the bless your heart sense.
Yeah, they will in the bless your heart sense. That's the Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Here, I think they're more honest. They're more honest. They're polite, but they're more honest with the polite.
Now, I told you I was going to ask you about this job.
Say we're the dirty South.
That's exactly
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. I've asked you about this earlier this week, or I brought it up to you earlier this week. You mentioned the way that you like to cross over at an intersection. This is all tied to the same people in Frisco or mean, or whatever the claim
cross
was.
Over
when you've got the median, and you said that if somebody has taken too long, if they've parked in the middle and they're trying to get across the other side of traffic, that you will come up beside them and just go around them. If they're taking too long.
They're taking too long.
So that is something that also got brought up in this same sort of discussion as an example of people in Frisco being rude or mean is them doing that. Like not just having the patience to let me take my time in the middle of the lane to then go across and turn. You have to sidle up next to me and blow by me. That's rude. Now that is where I do think, okay, this now tells me about your expectations for society. And
I can be a little rude with that.
But I don't think that's rude.
It's not necessarily rude, but here's my thing. It's like, you know, and it's my own fault. I should just leave earlier. If it says 19 minutes to get there, I leave 19 minutes before. I leave no time.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I leave no time. My life, I'm like an airplane. My life is about on time. I leave on time, not before.
Just remember your passport.
Yep.
Have you found that has always been the case with you though? Or did that start recently? Because I feel like Sean has said that on trips and everything, like he feels like you're getting later and later when we got to go out somewhere. Like if we got to go to 7, like if we're leaving at 7, you'll show up at 7:05. If we got to leave then you'll show. So do you feel like you're getting a little more tardy as you age?
As I age, not more tardy, just
moving a little bit slower.
I'm just, I'm more indecisive on what I want to wear, or I shower late. Or whatever.
So you're just looking in the mirror is what you're telling
Plus,
me.
Plus, I'm on my own time now.
He's RJ. He does what he wants.
I'm on my own time frame. I don't subscribe to other people's time frame.
Do what you want, damn it. All right. A newly introduced bill in the state of Texas.
We have time for this and a song?
We got to get to your song. Yeah, I was going to mention real quick, but you're right. Let's go ahead and get to the song. Because yours is about a minute.
It's a minute?
Yeah, so I can hit this really fast.
All right, hit it.
All right. So we know that you have to. I'm going to be careful the way that I talk about this. You know how at Christmas, what do children like to get most?
Something from Santa.
Yeah, but generally, like, do they want clothes?
What are they? Video games, bicycles,
toys, maybe.
Toys.
Yeah. So sometimes it's not just children who want those. You know what I mean, Chop?
Right.
In the state of Texas, a newly introduced bill says you better be prepared to present a photo ID if you want to purchase that online. You can no longer have the anonymity of your purchase, if that's what you're into. Just like how last year we had the drum drop.
Yeah.
The hub. How that you ended up having to submit the thing that gave me an infection on my computer, as the Fantex was alleging. Now, if this bill passes, Senate Bill 3003, you would also have to present a photo ID, upload it online if you want to make that sort of a purchase.
Wow. Okay. I don't, You gotta be 18, it said, or 16? You have a driver's license?
No, you got to be 18.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Well, you got to be a certain age to buy cigarettes, alcohol. I don't like it though. I don't like it, but I'm not gonna lose my mind about it.
Sure. All right. But you just gotta submit
also it. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm 45.
You've already got enough.
I don't care. I'm 45. I don't care.
Full.
Yeah. all these things. If it doesn't, does it affect me? No. Then you know what? Then let the people who it affects worry about it.
All right.
I don't care.
All right, let's get to your song.
Let's do it.
What did you pick?
I can't really say the name of the song.
Okay. It's an easy E song.
It's an easy E song. Because I've been doing country. We said we're going to go back to my roots, and we are going to do a little bit of hip-hop. We went old school. A little easy E for the Texas Rangers.
Let's not talk about 2024. Jake is back, and back is Jack. The boys are back that we started to miss. Now the new year's here, and Bochy got thinking. Only even years will the Rangers be stinking. Start off the year with a nice little win. When the first pitch happens, the year begins. So Bochy, 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 Bochy. See Vegas ends up back. Oh, he's putting on a show. Oh, Houston lost a ton. Gonna win the chip. Oh, here we come now. We gotta get it back. Gotta get it back. Gotta get a pitcher win because the pen is shit. Oh, send him back. Back, back, Chuck. Send him back. Back, back, Chuck. Send him back. Back, back, Chuck. Send him back. Send him back. Send him back, Chuck.
Yeah. I think that's the one.
Yeah. Woo!
There we go.
I like it.
Okay.
Very nice.
Strong. That's two strong contributions.
Strong.
I still have strong to write place mine.
First place.
You still haven't recorded yours?
No, I recorded everything. So I got to finish like the last line
you
of
the
course.
You got an hour.
I'm going to be fine.
All right. I don't believe it.
If I got to play it at 9:20, it'll be played today.
9:20? We'll be played at 8:40. We teased 8:40.
All right. It'll be ready. All right.
Ah, you know, Sean leaves and Bobby just goes on vacation.
This happened with
Mental
Sean, too.
Vacation.
No, this happened with Sean, too. This happened with the Star song one time where I kept pushing it back and having to record during the break. So this has happened
before. All right.
I'm just a perfectionist,
there
damn
we go.
It.
There we go. Rangers hype songs for the year. Matt Hicks, Rangers play-by-play, joins us coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.